The Lancet, 2020 will be critical year for gender equity. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 5, 2020. The once prestigious Lancet Medical Journal has thrown down the ideological gauntlet for 2020, underscoring its ongoing commitment to progressive values, especially regarding gender. In its unsigned editorial Saturday, the journal declares that backlash against women's rights is growing, while proceeding to highlight women's sexual and reproductive health. For The Lancet, recent pro-life victories in favor of the inalienable right to life of all human beings, the born and the unborn, constitute a backlash against women's rights, even when some of those victories specifically pinpoint the horrendous practice of sex-selective abortion, which overwhelmingly targets girls for elimination in the womb. 2020 is set to be a year of milestones for women, gender equity, and health, the editorial asserts, highlighting important anniversaries of United Nations events and programs, such as the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and 25 years since the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. Despite the pledges made in Beijing in 1995, the global community's commitments to SDG 3 and SDG 5, and the increasingly compelling body of evidence for how gender inequalities shape health, perhaps the most striking feature of the past 25 years has been the neglect of gender equality by mainstream public health and development programming, the article declares. The Lancet has affirmed its commitment to deepen our engagement with gender equity, a task which must be explicitly feminist, intersectional, and global, with an emphasis on structural and institutional level change. Gone are the days of straightforward medical journalism. As the magazine announces its intention to mainstream gender and diversity in our content and in how we seek to improve our own editorial practices on the basis of an appreciation of the linkages between health, women's rights and gender equality, gender norms and bias, women's leadership, and the intersection of gender with other categories of disadvantage, such as race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, class, and poverty. Gender will be prioritized as a cross-cutting theme within our ongoing Migration and Health Commission, and follow-up work is planned for our commissions on women and health, and sexual and reproductive health and rights, the essay states. Over the past years, The Lancet has drifted further and further from its original mission, embracing ideological positions with little to do with medicine, ranging from immigration to racism to climate change. Founded in 1823 as a medical journal, The Lancet has evolved into a mouthpiece of what it calls the progressive agenda, squandering its hard-earned moral and scientific capital on issues such as climate change, immigration, and gay rights. In 2019, The Lancet ran a five-part series of articles on gender equality, norms, and health that denounced a conservative backlash against the global LGBTQ agenda. The progressive agenda that demands gender equality for girls and women and gender norms that promote health and well-being for all, including gender minorities, a team of Lancet writers wrote, includes advocating against toxic masculinities and promoting lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ, justice. If this is how low the UK's flagship medical journal has sunk, one can only mourn the death of serious medical journalism. Follow at Williams Rome.